Happy Saturday, and welcome to the Mr. Styles Podcast, and that's Season 5, Episode 32, the week that was for March 18th, 2024. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. Welcome to our Saturday morning podcast on a Saturday evening. In this late evening episode, we will review the week that was for March 18th, 2024. It's wrapping up the third 9 weeks and starting the fourth 9 weeks of the school year. We'll tell a dad joke. We'll preview the upcoming short week, explain the delay in this episode. All of this, maybe more, maybe less, in this week's top-rated and award-winning somewhere on the internet episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and That. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. We're going to jump into student emails, and this week's student email comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. It reads, Mr. Sal, you said this last 9 weeks was going to be chaotic in schedule. Are you being for real, or is this one of your stories? Well, name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. I'm being totally legit, or as they say on the mean streets of Western PA, for real, for real. For instance, next week, we have 2 days of school, then spring break. We have several unused snow days that will be coming up. That'll keep us out of class later in April. We also have Keystone testing coming up. There's field trips going on. There's other various activities going on. So if you fall behind, it'll get very difficult for some of you to catch up, and that's my concern. I don't want you guys falling behind and not being able to catch up because we don't really get an extension on things this fourth 9 weeks. When it ends, it ends. So, you know, we're in a tight time frame. We can't push stuff over into another 9 weeks because another 9 weeks doesn't exist. We're in the home stretch of the school year, kiddies. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line and then your question in the body of the email or message. You also get enrichment points for your effort, not just getting your email read on this award-winning and highly popular on the internet podcast. So we're going to jump into the class week in review. And that class week in review, we're going to start with Honors US 2. We started the week by finishing up the notes on the Korean War. Those are now posted online. Check out the link in Schoology. Tuesday, most of you were taking the PSAT 10 or the PSAT 10, as the cool kids call it. So we had a day to work on any missing work for our class or your other classes, because I believe I had 4 students in the room. So we did juice boxes and pretzels and stuff like that. No offense, guys, that were taking the PSAT 10, but with only 4 students, I had extra supplies to share. So moving on, Wednesday, I was not in. I was at a conference. I was at a conference. A lot of good writing and thinking skills were shared at that conference. You guys completed an Ed puzzle on McCarthyism and the second Red Scare. That was to be done in class. Then on Thursday, we had various visitors come in to discuss careers. We had a funky schedule. You guys came in. You had period one. Then we ran three sessions. You went in and talked with people about careers, listened to their presentations, asked questions. Then when that finished, we went on a shortened 2-hour delay schedule. So we had like 27-minute, 30-minute classes. So what I did for that was tied it into your career day. We had a 10-minute writing exercise on what I want to be when I grow up was the prompt. You wrote about that topic. If you weren't sure, you told me you weren't sure and explained why. If you had a career you liked, you put that in there and explained why you wanted to do that. And I've read through all of period two and a good chunk of period threes. And you guys, for the most part, have done a good job at explaining what you want to do and why you want to do it. and some very good career choices. You guys have thought things out fairly well. And even those of you that are undecided, you have like very good reasoning as to explaining why you're undecided. I dig that. You guys have time yet. So it's good to be cautious and think things through. Then Friday, we took some notes on the Berlin Wall and the Berlin airlift that came about because of the Berlin, or not the Berlin Wall, the Berlin blockade. Excuse me, I misspoke. It's the Berlin blockade, and then that caused the Berlin airlift, where Russia cut off the city of Berlin, West Berlin, actually, which is located in East Germany, which was communist at the time. They cut the city off, trying to get the city to collapse, and the Western powers give up Berlin, the capital of Germany. So instead of fighting our way through, we couldn't tunnel under. What they did was they airlifted goods in because the rail lines and the roads were blockaded. So we flew goods in and dropped them in Berlin. And after a year, the Russians, they gave up and said, okay, we look foolish. So they opened the roads and the rail lines back. So that was the Berlin blockade and the Berlin airlift. And we also talked about two other terms, MAD, which is mutually assured destruction, and brinksmanship. Those were our political philosophies, or how our strategies on dealing with the Soviets early in the Cold War. All those notes are posted on Schulogy. So go into the front page of your class, click on class notes. It'll take you to Google Drive and pick March 2024. You will see the notes posted there. So that is how we wrapped up the week in Honors US 2. The regular US 2 classes, we finished tying up loose ends for the end of the third 9 weeks. Then Wednesday, you completed the Ed Puzzle on McCarthyism and the Second Red Scare. That was for a grade. Thursday, we had the various visitors come to discuss careers. So you Yin's guys also had a 10-minute writing exercise on what I want to be when I grow up. Like I said, I've read through one of the classes. I don't have the grades in the grade book yet. But the writing, for those of you that took the writing seriously, you did well. So that was pretty cool. Then Friday, you had a choice. We were going to discuss the Korean War. So you had two options. One, you could watch the Ed Puzzle. It had built-in a built-in note-taking guide for you to work with. Told you what to take notes on. That was not for points, but that was how I was presenting the information. Or you could sit in class with me and discuss the Korean War. Some of you sat in class, worked with me. Others went out in the hall or sat in the back of the room or off to the side and took notes on the Ed Puzzle. We got through the first part of the war in class. We will finish up on Monday. So, trying to work those choice boards in, give you guys some options when it comes to some of the content on how you want to go about getting the content. Remember, I did add a link to study skill resources in each class's Schoology page. It's in the folder labeled Important Class Links and Resources. I'm trying to reach out to you guys and find the way that works best for you when it comes to learning, so you can address your learning in a way that best fits you. And that kind of goes along with today. I forgot to talk about it because it's not in my notes, but I was at Fred Camp 2024. It was in Seneca Valley. Go down 19 from Zelianople towards Cranberry, and there's a Sheets there on the left right before the YMCA, and bust the left, go to the roundabout, and go as you're heading up the road around the roundabout till 9 o'clock on the roundabout. And you go up the hill, and they have a fantastically built elementary school. It is brand spanking new. It won an award as one of the best inventions of that year that it was built. It was pretty cool. There were around 200 or more teachers from around Western Pennsylvania, and a couple people from Western New York came in and were learning the philosophy of Fred Rogers and how to apply it in our classrooms. It was pretty cool. A lot of good information. So I was at that. That's why this is coming out later, because I got up early, had to get ready for Fred Camp. I was grading some of your papers. I didn't have time to record. So we're recording now. That's a lot of information. Oh, also, some of you, because we're getting into the fourth 9 weeks, your pocketed folders are ripping or stuffed. I have free pocketed folders for you guys still. If you're interested, let me know. I will get them to you. I also have some notebooks. So as those of you who take good notes and you're filling up your notebooks, I still have notebooks. See me, don't buy one. I'll loan you, I'll not loan you one, but I'll give you one. So they are there. Let me know. I'll get them to you from my room. What's up, New Brighton? I am the club sponsor for that club. It's school. We had to cancel the club meeting this past Thursday due to the Passat 10. I had to cover homerooms in period one. So we canceled that meeting. It will be this upcoming Monday. So club meeting will be this upcoming Monday. More on that later. I'm skipping the siren sound and the optional enrichment assignments. We do have the choice board. I will roll all that stuff out to you guys. I'm going to keep the existing choice board, and I will explain in next week's episode when we have more time the enrichment process. So pretty much the same that we ran last 9 weeks will be up this 9 weeks. Now we're getting to your favorite part of the podcast and mine, the dad joke of the week. And this week's dad joke of the week is exceptionally bad dad joke, so frightfully awfully, so frightfully awful, yet wonderfully spiffing. By the way, last week I brought up that I was curious as to what Cure song. It's Love Cats by The Cure. Love Cats. And one of my former students who is now in college, Nate, that is one of his favorite Cure songs. We debated that, I think it was last year or the year before, we debated The Cure and Love Cats. It's not one of my favorite Love Cats is not one of my favorite songs from The Cure. It's a good song, but it's not one of my favorite. I do really dig The Cure. I have a bunch of their albums and some of their CDs, so they're great, great post-punk new wave band, and they're still around today. So they've been going from the late 70s, early 80s to today, man. They have staying power. Anyway, I digress. So frightfully awful yet wonderfully spiffing, Love Cats from The Cure. In fact, that'll be an enrichment answer. Where does that phrase, spiffing, what song did Mr. Sal talk about? It's Love Cats by The Cure. So, anyway, this joke is from that book. You know, people say they pick their noses. I feel like I was just born with my nose. Get it? I was born with mine. I read the joke wrong, but that's okay. You know, people say they pick their noses. I feel like I was just born with mine. I like my nose. Although, between you and me, I did have to get my nose reset because I broke it a couple times when I was younger. And I was getting all kinds of sinus infections. But I kept the same shape. In fact, rumor has it there are several, I can't name names because I'm sworn to secrecy, that whole doctor-patient confidentiality, but my doctor told me there were several Hollywood stars that chose my nose to be put on their face when they had nose jobs. I can't name names, but that's what I was told. Was he making up stories to make me feel good? I don't know, but that's what I was told, and I'm sticking to it. So, moving on to the next part of this podcast, because it is, it's 8:18. We're beyond evening. We're back to the regularly scheduled part of the podcast. The next week's preview. We're going to start with US 2. We'll finish the Korean War information. And then Tuesday, you guys will complete an activity on the information we have covered in class. Honors US 2. We're going to discuss the arms race and nuclear testing. I don't know if that'll take both Monday and Tuesday. It may not. We will play that by ear. But once we cover that, if we have time, we'll get into some activities on Tuesday. If not, we'll finish up the arms race and nuclear testing. What's up, New Brighton? You're going to have our meeting. It was pushed back to this upcoming Monday, March 25th, to make up for our lost meeting from last week. I will have snacks for you while you work on the show. School announcements. I don't know if prom tickets are still for sale, but we're in that season for prom. There are signs up for Spirit Week during prom week. Check those out. I will have that information on the next podcast. Check out the What's Up New Brighton Internet Show. It's informative. It's fun. It's student run. We have our club meetings the third Tuesday of each month, and sometimes they get postponed, and we have extra meetings. But that's just sometimes what happens in life. Do you know you can check out ebooks from the school library over the school year and summer, even during breaks? Check with Mrs. Berger for details, or see me or Mrs. D for details. We'll go over that with you. We still have colleges and tech schools coming to the high school. Check them out for college visits. Good information, and see what they have to offer. Doesn't hurt to go sit in for a class period and get more information. The upcoming school schedule. Grades were turned in. Wednesday was the start of the fourth 9 weeks. Woohoo! March 20th. So, grades were turned in Thursday, March 21st. Report cards go March 26th in homeroom. Then we have spring break, Wednesday, March 27th, Thursday, March 28th, Friday, March 29th, and Monday, April 1st. And that is not an April Fool's joke, everybody. No school Monday, April 1st. That will be our spring break. Well, I just got a warning. They said stop and save what you're doing. I'm not going to. I'm just going to power. You know what? I will. I'm going to take a break, listen to this music, and I will be back to wrap up this podcast. Okay, everybody, I am back. We saved the podcast. Hopefully I don't have technical difficulties like I did last week. Thank you to the student who let me know. A dedicated listener, I'm assuming, because they are the ones that catch whenever I make mistakes. So if you're not listening, you don't know there's a mistake. That student has gotten extra credit for finding said errors. So as I scroll through my script, we are NB. Okay, I'm going to wrap up this podcast. I always mention several things before I wrap up the podcast. The first is the ideas, jokes, and comments on this podcast are of my own and not those of any other entity or organization. If you don't like what you hear, don't blame anyone else. Please send some constructive criticism my way. I'm always looking to improve. If you like what you hear, send some complimentary words my way. They always make me feel all warm and fuzzy. I appreciate the kind words. Next, I want to mention several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and one day, the universe. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PACT to see what's going on. I already said that. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. And speaking of PACT, check out the PACT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PACT, interview interesting guests, share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PACT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and anywhere you find great podcasts such as Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, all kinds of websites. Check them out. PACT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Another is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Once again, that is 211 on your phone or 211.org on your internet-connected device. I've also added the website 511pa.com to this list. It's a great resource for travelers, especially this time of year, the crazy weather we've been having. 511pa.com allows you to find the driving conditions across the state, where the location of PennDOT snowplows are if they're out, in case unless we have a sneaky snowstorm or icing like we had the other night. That was, or the other morning, that was horrific. Has traffic cams that show live traffic conditions around the state on state highways and interstates. Shows you road closures, construction, all that fun stuff. I've used this resource multiple times throughout the year when I travel. If you're traveling, check it out. That's 511 on your phone or 511PA.com on an internet-connected device. I believe they also have an app, 511PA. Well, everybody, that's going to wrap up this week's show. Have a great rest of your weekend. I will get this out to you as soon as I can. It is already 8:26 p.m. So don't forget there's an extra credit question wrapped up in the middle of this. Have a good one. I will send out messages once this is published. Take care, everybody. See you Monday.